Relax comfortably with a straight spine and begin to pay attention to your breath as you slowly close your eyes. Take a long, slow, deep breath all the way down into your deep diaphragm, the muscle beneath the lungs that draws the breath downward. As you inhale into your deep diaphragm, and then exhale a long, slow, deep exhale, notice how your body relaxes as you continue to breathe. Notice how spacious your lungs are as they receive the breath and gently release. Continue breathing these long, slow, deep breaths into the deep diaphragm as you bring your awareness to your heart. You may even want to rest your hand over your heart. As you bring your awareness to your heart, imagine that you're able to inhale in through the heart, down into the deep diaphragm, and back out through the heart. As you continue breathing this way, imagine that your whole heart center is feeling more and more spacious as it receives the breath. And then bring to your heart center an emotion such as gratitude or appreciation or compassion or care. An emotion that expands your heart center, that feels very good. And notice how that adds to the spaciousness of your heart center. Continue expanding that emotion, breathing into the heart, staying connected with your heart, and taking long, slow, deep breaths. You may notice from time to time that your mind wanders off into a thought. This is totally natural. And when you notice this, you simply take a deeper breath. And as you exhale, you relax more and more deeply into your heart. That's right. Continue breathing in through your heart. And just let the words that I say ripple over you like water over the pebbles of a creek, absorbing in a relaxed way, knowing that you'll hear all that is helpful for you without having to focus. Just stay focused in your heart. Your heart experiences life as wholeness. It knows that when something harms your toe or your neck, or somewhere else, your whole body is affected. It knows that resources flow from other parts of your body to help heal the part that is hurting. It also knows that when you deeply support one part of your body, that nourishes your whole body. This wholeness mirrors the magic of nature. And the model of nature is of generosity and interconnection, of knowing that what helps one helps all, and that what harms one harms all. As you breathe into your heart, just appreciate your heart for this beautiful, intuitive knowing. One of the gifts of the brain is that it can take things apart to contrast one thing with another. One way the brain learns is through this kind of contrast. One outcome of this kind of focus is that the brain gets used to experiencing everything as separate, and that can cause you to experience yourself as separate from the whole, when nothing could be further from the truth. One magical quality built right into you is that the heart flows its wisdom, its energy, its wholeness right up into your brain all the time, if you allow it. Your brain can't learn the wisdom of wholeness by studying or looking out into the world. Your brain experiences the innate wholeness of life by receiving this wisdom from the heart, the truth of the heart, the truth of wholeness. Take another deeper breath, and as you exhale, just relax more deeply into your heart, into wholeness. On your next inhale, expand your heart energy a little bit more. And as you exhale, send that energy right up into the brain. Do that a few more times. Inhaling into the heart, expanding through the heart, and as you exhale, send that energy all the way up into the brain to feed and nourish the brain with wholeness. And then relax the breath back down into the heart. Simply breathing in and out slowly through the heart. You may notice that your body is relaxing even more. You may notice that your thoughts are getting further away, that it's so much effort to think that it's much easier to stay connected with your heart, because it feels so good. It feels so good to feel its wisdom flowing into the brain naturally, without effort, to experience this wholeness in all parts of your body and being. You may notice that you're feeling more you in a different way than in ordinary life, that you're tapping into your extraordinary self. not notice, but know that it's still happening. That as your brain receives this heart energy, it synchronizes or comes into coherence with your heart's deep rhythm, like two clocks beating as one, moving from disorder to order. This soothing harmony radiates to your other organs and body systems, gently drawing them into coherence as well. As they all come into greater coherence, it's almost like a room full of clocks beating to the rhythm of a single clock, the heart. From the disorder of each clock beating its own rhythm to the power of a unified rhythm. So soothing, so healing. This state of coherence is the state of healing and rejuvenation. When your body is in this deep harmony with the heart, it sends healing hormones and neurotransmitters all through the body. In this state of coherence, your body becomes very efficient because everything is working together. This allows the healing hormones and neurotransmitters to provide even more healing and rejuvenation in your body, mind, and spirit. Your body knows exactly how to heal itself when given the appropriate tools. This coherence is a powerful tool for supporting whole body healing. Physical, emotional, mental, energetic, and spiritual. Feed your body with your breath. Inhale into your heart and feel the energy expand. And this time, exhale that energy into your whole body with each breath. Your hands and your feet, your legs, your arms, your head, each organ, each cell. Feel the energy radiating down through your feet and into the earth, and feel the abundant support from our Earth Mother flowing right back up into you. That's right. Keep expanding your heart energy with each inhale and radiating your heart energy into your whole body with each exhale. Each breath reminds you that order and wholeness feels so much better than disorder and separation. That you find yourself when something stresses you, that instead of reacting with a disordered emotion like anxiety or anger or fear, you instinctively take a deep breath. And as you exhale, you drop into your heart, into order, into coherence, into wholeness. You realize that nothing feels more important than returning to order and harmony and wholeness. You realize that every situation is more easily navigated from this state. Every problem is more easily solved in this state. Every relationship feels more precious and interconnected from this state. The entire world feels more loving and connected in this state. You feel more supported and loved in this state. You feel more you, more of your extraordinary self in this state. This is your most natural state, where you are the most you. Not the you that you've learned to be, but the you beneath all you have been taught to be. Your extraordinary natural self. Breathe into your heart, and as you exhale, radiate into your body the energy of your extraordinary being. You may even notice a smile rising. It feels so good, and that's okay. Go ahead and smile. And on your next exhale, feel yourself relaxing even more deeply into your heart, into wholeness. In a deep state of coherence like this, you come into a state of what I call dynamic harmony. Harmony because your whole system is working together in harmony with the heart. Dynamic because in this state, your whole mind, body, and energy system can take in a new idea, awareness, or other expansion, and then dynamically integrate this new idea in a way that serves your highest benefit, as well as the highest benefit of all. Because that's what wholeness is. Knowing that when you expand or heal or deepen your love for yourself and your extraordinary life and your extraordinary world, you do the same for everyone and everything else. Your body knows exactly how to do this in this state. Let's try it now with something simple but expansive. You can choose something you would like to integrate, or you can simply use the idea, I am love. If you choose your own idea, keep it very simple. Whatever you've chosen, your own phrase, or I am love, imagine dropping the words as well as the feeling into your heart. As you inhale them into your heart brings this idea into itself. And because this idea expands your experience of yourself, your whole being easily integrates this more expanded state without you having to direct or manage it. You may notice this readjustment in your body as it receives this idea and adapts to a higher order with this higher level idea. Just continue breathing through your heart, staying connected with your extraordinary state, letting your body do exactly what it knows how to do as you integrate. And as your body settles, breathe this new state of being into your whole body, exhaling it into every organ and every cell, experiencing your whole body expanding and adjusting to this higher level state. If you can, rest your hand over your heart and feel deep appreciation for your heart and for your whole body and being, for your extraordinary being that now helps to guide and support your body, your being, and your life in all ways. This extraordinary you in harmony with your everyday life. In wholeness. When you open your eyes next, whether in a few moments or in the morning, if you're listening to this as you drift off to sleep, you'll open them as a new being. The magical union of the ever-expanding extraordinary and the everyday ordinary as one magical being in wholeness. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 up to 5. If you're moving into wakefulness, then at the count of 5, you'll open your eyes feeling deeply rejuvenated and refreshed, in harmony with this new experience of you. If you're moving into sleep, then each number will take you deeper and deeper into soothing and rejuvenating sleep. And you'll wake up at the appropriate time, feeling in total harmony with this new experience of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.